You see, once again, watching the fucking news is what made all the anxiety possible, because at no point, at no time, under any stretch of the imagination, was Iraq ever a threat to us, or could they be, under any stretch of your imagination. But you wouldn't have gotten that impression from watching the fucking news, would you? No. Remember how it started? They kept talking about the elite Republican Guard in these hushed tones, like these were the bogeyman or something. Yeah, we're doing well now, but we have yet to face
the elite Republican Guard.
Like these guys were 10 feet tall, desert warriors. Never lost a battle. We shit bullets. Yeah, well, after 2 months of continuous carpet bombing, and not one reaction at all from these people, they became simply the Republican Guard. Not nearly as elite as we may have led you to believe. And after another month of bombing and not one reaction from them, they went from the elite Republican Guard to the Republican Guard to the Republicans made this shit up about there being guards out there. We hope you enjoyed your fireworks show. It was so pretty, and it took our mind off domestic issues. People said, Bill, Iraq had the fourth largest army in the world. Yeah, that may be true, but you know what? After the first three largest armies, there's a real big fucking drop-off. The Hare Krishnas are the fifth largest army in the world, and they've already got our airports. So, I ask you who the greater fucking threat is. I don't know. The whole thing bummed me out, man. People bugged me. Hey, the war made us feel better about ourselves. Who are these people with such low self-esteem? They need a fucking war to feel better about themselves. I saw them on the news waving their flags. Could I recommend instead of a war to feel better about yourself, perhaps sit-ups? Maybe a fruit cup, 8 glasses of water a day? I don't know. Surely there's a way you can feel better about yourself and we can avoid a conflagration.
Real talk. Yeah.